City Council meeting for Tuesday, September 7th, 2021 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jerry Johnson, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Father, we just love you and we thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for the sunshine you give us, Lord. We thank you for the rain you give us also, Lord. You are in control of everything, so we are grateful that you allow us to be in this wonderful city and to and for people to come here and enjoy the times that they come. We thank you. But for our neighbors out and to the west of us, Lord, in Louisiana and Mississippi, Lord, we just ask blessings on them, strength and courage for them as they try to recover from a deadly storm. Thank you for all the volunteers and the angels that are leaving from here and going over there with supplies. Lord, we just ask blessings on them. We ask for safe protection for all involved, for the utility workers, for all the contractors and all that, for they will be dealing in good faith, and the utility workers will be working safe conditions, or safe in very difficult conditions, to get the power back on and get the utilities back on. And we will give you all the praise and the honor for those answered prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, Ms. Renee.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes, 8/3/21, regular council meeting, work session, committee of the whole. No objections. Reading the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There are no corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by council?
Mayor, two things. I want to touch on something. It was a great experience for everybody that was able to attend Brandon Ard's funeral and the procession. All the departments that were represented from Mobile County, City of Mobile, municipalities in between that funeral procession, and real numbing to see the respect for one of our police officers fallen, but it was just and for our police department, it's a huge loss. But you look at the respect that was shown for that man's service.
Amen.
A lot of love out there. A lot of love out there. And number two, the passing of Miss Ella Calloway week before last. Her services are going to be at Pine Rest tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 5 up in Foley. Visitation, excuse me, and then burial will be Friday morning. Miss Ella was everyone here knew Miss Ella. She was a matriarch.
She was a character.
She was something else.
She was tough.
Yes.
She was.
She was.
Yes.
And this big.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. But anyways, that's it. Thank you, Mayor.
Anyone else? I do want to thank our volunteers, the PTOs at the high school. Wait a minute. Matt, are you here?
Matt.
Yes.
I don't want to steal your thunder. I'll turn this. If you want to, I'll wait. I'll let you take it and run with it because y'all did it. I just watched. So, but I do want to, our police officer was a really great man.
Yes.
And I appreciate him more, and I think y'all do too. He is why we support our police, and we'll elevate them to pedestals, and whatever we got to do, we will back them, and our firemen, our first responders. Anybody else? Anybody else got an announcement in the audience? Yes, ma'am.
I apologize. I usually send an email, but I just received word. Tomorrow we're going to have some final paving work on Canal Road, west of 161.
Is that final or final maybe final?
Final.
You
hopefully.
Sure?
No, I'm not sure.
That's what maybe. I thought. Okay.
They'll be paving the Island Church driveway. They use that area as a staging area. They'll be paving Gulf Bay Road, the intersection. There's some gravel areas you had concerns about there at that intersection. We do have two bump kind of patched areas that we need to address at Gulf Bay Road and at William Silvers. There will be lane closures in these locations. So That will be potentially problematic. They will not start the work before 8, so we will have free and clear school traffic. They'll also be paving Sweetwater. They'll be widening it. That was a request that the city made and the contractor was willing to do. And also, they hope to get the turn lane into Cypress Village done. So tomorrow's a big day for paving. Hopefully we can get it done in one day. The reason for the delay is that we've had so much rain, they haven't been able to get down here to do the work. So we finally have a dry period, and hopefully we'll get it done tomorrow.
Thank you, Kim.
We do want to welcome Mr. Allen back.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome back.
Didn't know what happened.
Welcome back.
Parts unknown, but he has returned.
6,000 miles.
Well, before Mr. Wilson starts, I'd like to congratulate you or wish you a happy 50th birthday, Mr. Matt Wilson.
No place I'd rather be than right here with y'all. I wanted to touch base and tell y'all what we did. I also want to say thank you to Jonathan Langston, because what you're about to see almost happened at my house with 100-something people, 300 coolers. Jonathan let us come into the rec center and kind of set up shop for the day last Monday. For those of y'all who aren't familiar with Comeback Coolers, it's a company out of South Mississippi that basically goes to cities that have been ravaged by a storm. They came to my house last year after Sally. I look up and there's two ladies in a truck, and I'm like, who are these ladies? What are they doing? And they showed up with coolers that had drinks. They have two sets of coolers. They have an adult cooler full of beer, and then they have a family cooler. So last Sunday when we're sitting there watching Weather Channel, we're like, well, the storm's not coming to us. Let's do something. So we reached out to those guys and were able to engage the PTO. The kids were out of school on Monday, so we got them. There are probably over 100 people that showed up at the rec center, as you can see. We had over 300 coolers. We decorated them all. Thank you, Annette Mitchell, for helping us get Orange Beach stickers. So just about all of them, as you can see, have Orange Beach stickers, Mako Nation stickers. They were loaded with drinks, and we took them over Thursday. So we had over 300 coolers and over $6,000 that we were able to give them. And when I got to Ocean Springs, the lady just greeted me with tears, and she was like, I can't believe what you guys have done for us. Uh-huh. I said, well, you guys were there for us, so it's time to pay it forward. So. But a big shout out to Jonathan for helping us, basically just letting us take over the rec center for a day. So, and these are just some of the pictures that they had of them delivering the coolers the other day. So just want to say thanks.
Thank you, Matt. And happy anniversary, Matt.
Here's a little short video. We're watching the Weather Channel on Sunday and saw that the storm was not going to impact us very much, so we decided to get involved and help. Comeback Coolers showed up at our place last year after Hurricane Sally. We were outside cleaning up and just, you know, going through a bunch of stuff, and we look up and there's two ladies, Miss Heather was one of them, and they showed up in a pickup truck with coolers, with drinks. It was just so refreshing. So we thought last Sunday, it's time for us to get back. What can we do? So I made some phone calls, did a couple of Facebook posts, and got the PTO involved. And next thing you know, we have over 300 coolers that the kids decorated. We had over 100 people show up a couple days ago to decorate the coolers, to put stickers on them, and also to pack the coolers the way Comeback Coolers like some packed, that I can pack a certain way. So we made sure we did that. And then we loaded them up on trailers, and here we are. And we also have a check for over $6,000 to give them as well, to go towards other coolers, other drinks and stuff that people may need. You know, it's just one of those things you got to do. People are there for you when you need them. You got to be there for them when they need you. So here we are.
And we'll take it back over there.
Right, all the loose stuff is.
Mayor, if I may.
Yes, sir.
The Island Church and Orange Beach United Methodist Church were able to head over there on Sunday morning. We left out about 5:30 with loads of supplies to take over there. Jeannie Fitzgibbons, Matt McCrary, and I have been allowed to solicit for donations to take that over and secure vehicles and trailers to haul the supplies over there with. But we headed out 5:30 on Sunday morning, and the Methodist Church took a load to Barataria Island, which is completely devastated, completely flooded and mudded in. They arrived with supplies, and the people were just absolutely devastated, in need of everything that they took. Pastor Philip and I, we drove the church's box truck, and we went to La Place. And when we got there to the Catholic Church in La Place, we were the first load that had made it in there. So setting up as a distribution point, they had tables waiting and were ready for us, cars lined up, and we were the beginning of their distribution on Sunday of this week. And then Rhett, Jeannie, how do you pronounce his last name?
Bourgeois.
Rhett Bourgeois. He took a trailer load to make two drops over in Gonzales, Louisiana, at a shelter area there where we dropped off a bunch of linens that Brett Robinson so graciously donated. And the other food supplies that we took over there went to a church that was distributing into the neighborhoods because people couldn't get to a distribution area. Their cars were all flooded. So it's very similar to what happened down in Bear Point with Hurricane Sally. So anyway, just wanted to mention that there are additional groups. I believe there's a group out of Fishers going. There's a group out of the Wharf that I'm aware of that's going over there. I've been working in contact with all those groups trying to help coordinate getting the supplies needed, with the requests that have been coming in to me from those different locations to try and help make sure the folks get what it is they really need. So, okay. Thank you.
Whatever you need from us, just do it. You know, whatever we got, I think, is at your disposal. So, I don't know how many of y'all remember, but after Katrina, Island Church was one of the first, not remember, like fourth or fifth day after Katrina in Waveland. Mm-hmm. And Waveland was completely wiped off the face of the map. And they were there feeding. And at some point, we're feeding over 2,000 people a day, I think. Two meals, three meals a day. Yeah, so it was pretty. Island Church is a huge, all of yes. Our churches do. Yeah. But I just commend them too. So. All right, anybody else? Anything else? Yes, sir, Mr. Bill. Well, I'm sorry, wait a minute. Stop. Stop. Ladies first.
Bill Jeffries, 4680.
I can't let it go by to say that the Floribama Church did exactly as what you've just seen here. We collected, we had a collection point at the parking lot at the Floribama. We collected enough to fill two 28-foot trailers, everything from generators to toilet tissue. So we sent one on Sunday and one yesterday. So
thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know how much we appreciate it.
Exactly.
He was going to make the same announcement I am. Hey, Coastal Cleanup is coming up next Saturday, Boggy Point, 8 to noon. I'd love to see all of you there. I've been in contact with the schools. I think we're going to have a lot more students this year, especially now that my daughter's at the middle school. They are gung-ho. So I'd love to see you guys Saturday, 8 o'clock, Boggy Point. You don't have to work for the whole 4 hours. Just work for an hour or two. Free T-shirt. I'm going to have some hot dogs. Come on. Can't beat that.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole. It's always fun.
Yes, yeah.
Fun. Anyone else? Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate it very, very much. I know how much you motivate them. We do need the kids out there. It's a great public service, community service hours for them to get, so thank you for that. I had something else. I'm sorry. I've lost my train of thought. I apologize. Okay.
Well, you think anyway. About it for a second. I need to ask Thank Wilson you. A question. Matt, considering you spoke, and I never knew that the first time they showed up after Sally, they had two coolers. One was an adult cooler, and the other one was not an adult cooler. Did y'all reciprocate?
We did.
Nicely.
There were lots of parents that
they
brought in
cases here. I've never heard that part of it before.
Only in Louisiana.
Yeah. It's a good stress remover. You know?
Yeah, I was telling them my 84-year-old mother took an adult cooler when they came by. He called me and bragged about it.
All right. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, Ken, a couple of presentations, proclamations.
Is Lauren Berry here? Okay. All right, so this is the Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Is that? So whereas childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease in children, 1 in 285 children in the United States will be diagnosed by their 20th birthday. Whereas 46 children per day, or 16,790 children per year, are diagnosed with cancer in the U.S., there are approximately 40,000 children on active treatment at any given time. Whereas the average age of diagnosis is 6 years old, compared to 66 years old for adult cancer diagnosis. Whereas two-thirds of childhood cancer patients will have chronic health conditions as a result of treatment toxicity, within one quarter being classified as severe to life-threatening. Whereas in the last 20 years, only four new drugs have been approved by the FDA to specifically treat childhood cancer. Whereas National Cancer Institute recognizes the unique research needs of childhood cancer and the associated need for increased funding to carry this out. Whereas researchers and healthcare professionals work diligently dedicating their expertise to treat and cure children with cancer. And whereas it is vital that those affected by childhood cancer have access to quality, affordable health care, and that research of all forms of childhood cancer continues to be vigorously supported. Whereas too many children are affected by this deadly disease, and more must be done to raise awareness and find a cure. Whereas the determination and bravery in which these children fight their battle against cancer should be recognized and commended by all. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that September 2021 is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in the City of Orange Beach.
Thank y'all. Would you like to say something?
My name is Lauren Berry. I'm here representing the Berry Strong Foundation, which was a foundation founded in memory of my sister Caroline after a brave fight with cancer. Just a few things about the Berry Strong Foundation. We've raised over $100,000 for childhood cancer research. We've paired with the St. Baldrick's Foundation to help fund a research grant out of the University of Oklahoma that's found some really cool preliminary findings. We have helped local families financially in both Baldwin and Mobile counties with children with cancer. And we have sponsored local events throughout the state at both the schools and sporting events, Orange Beach being one. And we're so thankful for the support for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month and for Orange Beach being one of five cities in Baldwin County to proclaim September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So thank you so much again.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Here's your proclamation.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Our next proclamation. Whereas September 17, 2021 marks the 234th anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention. Whereas it is the privilege and duty of the American people to commemorate this significant document with patriotic celebrations and activities. Whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17th through the 23rd as the Constitution Week. And now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that September 17th through September 23rd, 2021 is Constitution Week in the City of Orange Beach. I think this is going to be displayed in Foley at where?
The Public Library.
Foley Public Library.
So, and one thing on that, I will note that we're going to do our best if weather allows us to keep the American flags up through September 11th. Mm-hmm. So obviously we want to honor that that day in our history. So weather dependent.
Yes. 20 years.
20 years this year, yes.
It's harder to believe.
For some reason, Constitution Week means a whole lot more this year than it ever has.
Amen.
So true.
Moving to new business under miscellaneous approval of restaurant retail liquor license, Los Compadres, Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution rescinding the declaration of emergency for Hurricane Ida.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appointing Chris Callahan as municipal court judge for the city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? Glad to have you, Chris.
Absolutely.
Well, wait a minute. Let's vote first. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Glad to have you.
Abstain.
You're going to do great there, Judge.
Resolution appropriating funds to support the safe harbor.
Chris, would you like to recognize your family?
Sure.
And then we're going to have
I was going to wait till you were sworn in, but I apologize. I didn't. I told you I'm not all here tonight, so please introduce your family.
Okay. Two of my boys have work obligations, but this is my wife, Kathy, and my son, Reagan.
Welcome.
Yes.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Hope you're proud, Reagan. It's a big deal. All right, a resolution appropriating funds to support the Safe Harbor Animal Coalition in a prorated amount of $3,333.33.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Ken, I just want everybody to understand, so they're thinking, why that amount? So this is the remaining 4 months. We will have an annual contribution next year in the budget, which starts January 1 of $10,000. So what we're doing is we take that, divide by 12, that's 4 months. So it is an odd number, but that will get us through this year.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to National Sojourners, Baldwin County Chapter. Purpose of local events benefiting first responders, $500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing sole source purchase replacement pump, Mariners Lake Lift Station, Jim House Associates, $18,558.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase tube submersible pumps, Jim House Utilities Department, $72,980.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of Alabama Association Fire Chiefs Mutual Aid Consortium Agreement.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Chief, need to say something?
Nice.
You good?
I'm good.
If you good, I'm good. Okay. Resolution authorizing the franchise for rock and roll offs to remove, dispose, commercial solid waste, construction, demolition debris.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the franchise for Bishop Enterprises. Remove, dispose, commercial solid waste, construction, demolition, debris.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of 12 vehicles, $425,763.12.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just to say that some of these were hail damage. We're just buying a whole bunch of vehicles for no reason. This is part of the fleet, and a lot of them were hail damaged. And I'm only saying that because I
questioned. And it's also difficult to get them now.
But this new fleet is going to be beautiful. You're going to be very proud of them. I mean, we're pretty proud of the OBPD anyway, but we're going to a white color with the wrap, the Orange Beach wrap, so it is you're going to really like them on the road.
Do we have a picture, Chris?
Kinder, gentler.
Kinder.
Orange Beach Police.
A softer approach, yes.
Yes. That's what Steve Brown brings to the department, a kinder, gentler approach.
Yeah, just email him that, Mark, and we'll pull it up before the end of the meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution amending employees' pay plan, job listing, athletic program coordinator, sports place, concessions services director.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. These are great positions, and I think it's going to really be a good way to divide up duties more efficiently and effectively. And we've got some really good people around here doing a great job. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to Mako's Academics, Arts, Athletics, $48,900.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we move into public hearings. First one is a public hearing for the vacation of the right-of-way located at Andrews Lane. The way this works is we'll hear a presentation by Griffin or whoever, followed by questions from the council, open the floor for comment, then we'll close the floor. Kit, you doing this?
Griffin Powell, Community Development.
You're looking good, Griffin.
We've already had a public hearing. Unfortunately, we don't do vacatings very often in the city of Orange Beach, and the certifieds were not sent out. This is a repeat performance, and we have sent the certifieds out, and you probably remember that we did this before, and
yes,
it is not a deja vu.
What?
So if we can at least give persons who were notified a chance to speak, there probably will not be anyone because all of the parties that we notified were all parties that requested the vacating. So I don't think we're going to have anybody here, but we were trying to follow proper procedure.
I did not remember, so I don't know what that says about me.
I do remember it exactly right. So.
All right. So, anybody have anything that they would like to add to this discussion?
I got one thing to clarify, Kit, if I may. Miss Griffin Powell.
Yeah. You got hair, Griffin. I mean.
We don't have access all the way to the canal. That new building of C-Sharps, the new building they built, mm-hmm, right there to the east of there, that gravel drive, whose property is that? Is that a...
That's also C-Sharp.
That's also C-Sharp.
C-Sharp owns that easterly building and then all the way around
all
the back.
All the way around, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions, comments?
Griffin, no. Your face was priceless. You were like... Panic was like, oh my.
Okay, we'll close the public hearing and move to the next. This is Somersault PD modification, addition of 7 lots to phase 2. Mr. Powell, I presume.
Yes. Yes, this is at the Somersault Planned Unit Developments, the new residential subdivision going up behind where Ruby Slippers and Doc Seafood is. Zone plan unit development. This is approval of a major modification to that PUD master plan to add 7 cottage lots to the second phase of the PUD. The Planning Commission considered this at their meeting last month and gave it a favorable recommendation. The number of lots in that second phase will go from 27 to 34. And when you look at the overall PUD, it's going from 112 to 119. If we go to our next slide, this is an aerial map. The area that's indicated in yellow, that's the phase 2 of the development. This new 7-lot subdivision is going in an upland portion at the very northwest corner, so it'll have the Gulf State Park on to the north and to the west sides. Next slide. This was the original master plan that was approved in 2019. 58 cottage lots, 54 single-family lots. The phase 2 is 27. And again, the additional 7 lots are going to be located where the red triangular area up at the northwest corner. If we go to our next slide, this is the master plan that was provided by the applicant. Again, the arrow is showing where the 7 lots are going to be located. They're going to be building a road across the wetlands to access those 7 lots. If we go to our next slide, this is just a table comparison showing the original PUD and the modified plan. Again, the cottage lots are the primary thing that are changing here, and you're adding 7 lots to the total. Total lots going from 112 to 119. The overall density is just increasing a little more, 9% overall. Of course, the cottage lot aggregate areas going a little more, 7%. And the total PUD gross floor area, building coverage, impervious coverage, that's increasing. And the open space area is going to be decreased. And, of course, if we're adding more impervious coverage. And if we go to our next slide, and that just gives you an overall summary of what's increasing and what's decreasing and what's, where there are no changes. Next slide. For the modification review, the cottages, each cottage will have 4 bedrooms, and they'll require 4 parking spaces. They're going to be the same as the cottages that were approved in the original PUD. They'll have three parking spaces located underneath the structure, and then you're going to have 41 exterior parking spaces in the second phase, and 34 spaces will be dedicated as that required space for the extra bedroom in the cottage. So there will be remaining seven spaces that will be just for overflow and guest parking. The cottage lots will have front, rear, and side setbacks of 5 feet as originally proposed. Lot 89 and 90 through 94, their rear setbacks will go from 5 to 10 feet, but these lots are abutting wetland areas, so there's going to be a 10-foot buffer, a wetland buffer. And a salt drive will extend into the second phase. The new road will service the seven additional lots and will cross the wetlands between the two upland sections in the second phase. And if we go to the next slide, we will see this is the phase two site plan. Again, that arrow is indicating where the new seven lots are going to be located. Our next slide, this is just the cottage floor layout. Again, this is from the original approval. Next slide. These are the elevations of the cottages. And next slide. These are just staff and planning commission conditions. Of course, they'll have to come and do preliminary final major subdivision approval for the phase two and providing federal and state wetland regulatory authorizations regarding the wetland and the road installation. And fire department's requesting no parking, fire lane signage, and striping being required for the fire truck turnaround area. And if you have any questions.
Thank you,
you
Griffin.
You said a bridge or a road? You said a bridge and then you said a road.
It's going to.
A road.
Yeah,
a
road,
a
yeah.
It's a road
to a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Pipes.
And it will be able to handle the fire.
They've already got one going into that first phase right directly behind the putt-putt, similar bridge road with culverts submerged. Looks like it's
the engineer, mm-hmm. Yeah, the engineer will be required to provide the proper loading.
That's right.
It's a standard part of the fire review.
Yeah, I think that's a good example of what that would look like.
I think that's a good example of what you're talking about.
What was this property zoned before we...
It
PUD'd
was
it?
General business.
General business. Mm-hmm. Do we know what the by right number of units, apples to apples?
They submitted an apartment complex when they originally submitted for this PUD. It was a significantly greater amount of units on mm-hmm. that property.
I do recall that. That's mm-hmm. correct.
Yeah. I think that's more for the consumption of the public to understand why
yes,
we're
right.
happy with this development, mm-hmm. more so than a high density apartment complex.
Less impact to the wetlands in there, too.
Anybody else have any questions, comments? We'll open the floor for anyone that would like to comment. Okay, if not, public hearing is closed. Moving to ordinance, the first reading ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Somersault PUD modification, addition of seven lots.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
No.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, we will, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn and go right into committee of the whole.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Committee of the whole, call to order Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes of our regular council meeting and committee of the whole of 8/17/2021. Special call council meeting of 8/30/21 will all be moved forward for review. Moving to new business, miscellaneous. Discuss beaver preventer flow through device. Do we want to talk about that or have we moved on from that now to another plan?
I think
we've decided.
I've made my mind up to move on from it and don't get involved in it because it sounds like it's heading to a civil matter.
Yeah.
And, we have ways to control beavers, but it's not our property. So, to me, after discussion earlier today, the Beaver Preventer. So sold on it. So.
Okay. I was looking forward to Beaver Stew, but I guess I'll miss out, all right?
Not in the pot tonight.
Anybody else got anything to add to that? All right. Discuss potential partnership with Ceasefire. New site on Coastal Alabama Sea Turtle Center. Anybody good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Can discuss potential sale of city property.
This is what?
Do what?
We just did in West Duke because it's warranted. It's still until we get the signed document.
Okay.
We're just getting in the pipeline.
All right. That's we need to discuss that in executive session.
Okay.
We got a little bit behind on that before we present it publicly.
Okay.
So, because the negotiations are still going on. So, resolution awarding the bid for dinner theater catering services. Resolution awarding the bid for Christmas decorations. Go ahead.
What about the alcohol deal? Is this included in that?
No, this will be just the food.
This will be just food, right? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I think we all came to the conclusion that if it's an expectational program, we do not want alcohol served for kids or around.
That's right. So. Thank you.
But we should, Mayor, discuss what we are approving this for, and that is the Expect Excellence production of The Addams Family, a spooky and ooky family musical at the Event Center. Jessica, what dates are there?
October
7th through the 10th. So get your tickets online and come on and have fun with us.
And what type of alcohol do you want to drink during a spooky evening?
Well, I will not be drinking any alcohol, but thank you because it's an Expect Excellence production.
Yeah. That's a good answer there.
Good answer?
Yeah, good answer.
Thank you.
The word Expect Excellence is indicative of children, all about kids. High schoolers, middle schoolers, so we try to put the focus on them with all these type of programs. Resolution awarding bid for Christmas decorations. I know this is my favorite.
This will be very tacky, Mayor.
All right. Yes. I like tacky and gaudy Christmas.
A lot of color. Yeah.
Resolution authorizing execution of administrative services agreement, pharmacy claims, employee health benefit plan. Everybody's good with that?
Very good.
Okay. Resolution authorizing execution performance contract with Jody Hodo.
What are we doing there, Mayor?
This is going to be similar to Brandy Reeves and Alex Huffman with tennis and golf. The city doesn't take any money. They collect their own fees, but they get usage of the facilities with exchange for some hours at, donated to our Expect Excellence program.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Good. Okay.
So I think this he has to carry the liability.
Yes, he has to have the same insurance liability as the others, and I think he's required to give 20 hours pro bono back to the kids, and then we designate what fields are available to be used for those training lessons.
Everybody good with that?
We're lucky to have him.
Yes.
Yep, he is. Resolution authorizing the execution of a cooperative service agreement, U.S. Department of Agriculture, supplement nuisance wildlife control services. That's for the beavers, right? Okay. Sorry, beavers are so easy to make fun of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Resolution
also. It was
pigs,
that?
Yeah, you're right. It was pigs for a while.
It
wasn't a pig, that was a hog.
Monkeys.
Yeah, but that was a hog. That was 300 pounds. Resolution authorizing execution of a storage rental agreement with FM Holdings, Kill Storage. Moving ordinances, ordinance amending Chapter 30. Code of Ordinances, City of Orange Beach, Alabama, presently entitled Habitat Conservation Program.
That was the one we got the email about today.
Y'all good with it?
Yep.
Public hearing, do what?
Philip's looking at you.
Philip?
I just want to say this will be the last council action before we are absolutely official, and we can already take applications after tonight.
Okay.
Thank you for all your hard work, Philip.
Okay. Public hearing date, Coastal PUD modification 10-5-2021. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
entertain a motion to go into executive session discussing the pending litigation and possible real estate.
Do you want to do public comments before we go, or do you
want to? I think that probably makes sense. Yeah, let's do that. So, since we may be in there a while, is anybody, I'm open floor up for anybody that'd like to make a comment again, question, Bill?
Mr. Jeffries.
Thoughts?
Bill Jeffries, 468 Walker Avenue, Townhouse 3. I come before you once again as the honorary member of the Ladies Auxiliary. The Orange Beach Fire Department, First Responders, Ladies Auxiliary, yesterday provided sandwiches and snacks for all the fire department locations. As you can see here, I wasn't a part of that yesterday. I was at the collection point over at the church all day. So, but anyway, we at each location of the fire department, they were sandwiches provided so that they could just grab something knowing how busy they are on those special holidays. So
thank you.
Just wanted y'all to know what those ladies are doing.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
And glad you're back in action, buddy.
And we thank them for that.
I appreciate you being an honorary member of the Women's Auxiliary.
You are a smart man, Mr. Bill.
First thing, I get to pump up the tires on the monitor.
It's more than one man can shoulder. I mean,
Steve Brown, your police chief. I just want to touch on what Mr. Silvers brought up to begin the meeting. It was a very large outpouring of support from law enforcement community for Brandon. But I also wanted to thank our fire department because they're part of this family. And there was a connection with Brandon, with his brother being in the fire service here. But they stepped up and helped us greatly, and it's very much appreciated, not Amen. Just our law enforcement partners throughout the region Amen. And fire service, because there were fire units along the route to the graveside. But I just want to publicly thank my counterpart with the fire service and the elected body here and every department head for supporting its department. It's very much appreciated. On the hurricane recovery, a need was identified by an agency in Louisiana, that being HOMA, Louisiana, and that need was communicated to us through our community service officer, Matt Stringer, and he packed a truck and delivered the requested supplies or what we could get our hands on at the time, and it was much appreciated, but I wanted to recognize Matt for stepping up and taking the lead on that and making it happen because they were over there in dire straits and needed some water. Just, there's so many places over there without water. Amen. So we were able to help our law enforcement partners over there. But anyway, I just wanted to publicly thank Chief Kemmerling and his guys and all our department heads. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief.
Mark, did you say the question?
Yeah, there was one question on Facebook. I guess they started the meeting late, but they were asking about the entrance to Cypress Village. I know Kit said it was going to be paved possibly starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I know they pulled off because they were having a hard time getting the needed stretch of dry weather, but hopefully the water table has gone down and they think they can possibly finish it. So, you know, we hope we all want it finished. It needs to be finished, but you know, rain's been heck this year.
Should be this week, though.
I hope so. Yes, sir.
Mayor, Council, Chief. Mike Kemmerling, Fire Chief. I just want to make a really quick announcement. We were the recipients of an Assistance Firefighters Grant, AFG grant. One of our personnel had actually put in for some self-rescue equipment called a rescue bailout kit. It's issued to each firefighter, and if they ever get themselves in trouble, it allows them a way to escape a burning structure. It's a little pricey. They're about $700-some a piece. So when we went through the budget process, we were looking for alternative ways to fund it. One of my young firefighters, Owen Shivers, I'm going to give him some credit, actually went out, did all the work with some help from Nicole Warner, and we were able to receive that grant. We were just notified just a few days ago, so it'll probably be on the next council agenda, so we want to make you aware of that. There's a 5% match, but the grant was written between us and Gulf Shores. Sometimes we do those grants, and you use multiple fire departments, you get the grants. So we'll have 2.5% we'll have to pay, which is about $2,800. With the help of Fort Hanley here, we'll just take that out of our small equipment budget, which will help us do that. So really, It's about a $60,000 or $70,000 investment in safety for our personnel that was basically taken care of from a grant from a very motivated individual in our department. So I want to thank him very much.
Amen. Congratulations, yeah. Owen Shivers.
Owen is one of our homegrown.
He is homegrown.
Here with the school here. It's impressive.
Yep, very well done. Very
nice.
Thanks, Chief.
Mayor, there's no more questions on Facebook, but Candy and Rebecca at the front desk have been getting a lot of calls about the golf cart ordinance. Is there any update on that?
I would say that...
Well, hopefully October. It's not October yet, is it?
It feels like next October.
Yeah.
We will. The goal is hopefully to get it approved in October by the council. We want to tweak it and we want to verify a few things and specifically decide on the safety equipment minimum standards. Then hopefully we'll have cooler weather and we can set up neighborhood inspection sites where we will have hopefully then the registration decals and such, and then we'll move forward into the winter season. So the timing is right. And frankly, there's just been a lot going on with the hurricane and a lot of other things that we've just discussed and other issues with, you know, shortage of staff at times and things. So it's just one of those that I think we're there. We are getting that, asked quite a bit of that. So so please carry on and just don't let under 16-year-olds drive is the number one thing from now until it's passed.
Amen. We are so close. I mean, so close.
Anything else? Okie doke. Well, I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, we have
one. Okay. I have a motion, and we had discussions, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, then we're going to executive session.
Yes, and the Alabama Open Meetings Law requires a certification before you do an executive session on legal matters, so I'm the lawyer, licensed to practice law, making the certification is required by the Open Meetings Act.
Thank you, ma'am.